Our next item is Peninsula Lakes MRRPC Revised Master Plan, Road 299, Bay Farm Road.
This is a revised master plan for a 660-unit residential plan community. 588 single-family lots are proposed, 72 multifamily units, and 15,000 square feet of commercial space are proposed. The revisions for this plan include an additional entrance onto Bay Farm Road across from Hotnuts Lakeside. This would be in the area near lots 88 through 94. That would be subject to DLDOT's approval. The second revision is that Legion Road has been abandoned or vacated at DLDOT, and it's been removed as a through road. The northern portion has been replaced by a private road. This afternoon, we received a copy of the recorded abandonment vacation from DLDOT that was approved, I believe, in 2006. They're requesting that condition of approval number 3, which states residential building permits shall not exceed 100 per year. They are requesting that be revised to allow for 150 units per year. And the final revision is that the developers are requesting that the front yard setbacks be reduced to 15 feet. Since the project is a residential plan community, the commission may amend the setback requirements. There are other RPCs that have front yard setbacks less than 15 feet that the commission has approved. Would note that this is an amended master plan only, and each phase of the project would be subject to the site plan review by the commission, and we provided you a copy of this revised master plan. The actual vacation was of Legion Road was approved on March 14th of 2006, and that's been recorded in a recorder of deeds.
Was there any stipulations on that, that this development would provide for through traffic on that private road? Because they're talking about replacing the northern portion of the road with a private road.
That was not stated, Mr. Johnson.
It's not stated.
No.
So by that being not stated, does that mean that that's not a possibility, or is that just wasn't a consideration on part of DLDOT?
Well, the way the plan's showing, come down Legion Road by the American Legion, I assume that's where you go around that curve, you could go to the left or right.
Yes,
it goes, I don't know, maybe halfway through the site, and it would take you back out to Legion Road. Or if you went to the right, go all the way around, and that would take you out the new entrance.
Because I'm aware that the original plan called for that, for the American Legion Road to be there, and I think we can see it, you know, faintly on the submitted plan to us where the road was. So here's my concern. The other day I was at the American Legion, and I had a few drinks, and I decided to go over to AM Vets. I didn't want to drive out on 24, so I went around on the back roads and made it without ever having to get on 24 so I could have a couple more cheap drinks at AM Vets. Now all these folks are going to be having to go out on 24 to go from point A to point B. Just joking. My concern is, as we approve these developments and we talk about not being any impact on the neighbors or traffic, et cetera, we know 24 is a mess. Here we have an interior road that could be used as a bypass around that, you know, where folks can get to, you know, the shopping center that's there on was it Bay Road?
Bay Farm Road.
Bay Farm Road. So now here we're cutting it off. Because we talk, I don't know what DelDOT was thinking, you know, because they're always talking about, you know, some other means of travel. Whereas literally now, today, someone can travel from the intersection at the American Legion on back roads and go all the way behind Baywoods and come out on 24. So they could literally bypass a busy section, you know, where you have the shopping centers and McDonald's and all that stuff on 24. And we're literally doing away with that. You know, I don't know. Is that an impact on, you know, local roadways and traffic? And
well, to some extent,
they already have.
They already have. DelDOT's abandoned it. I mean, so legally that road doesn't exist in DelDOT's inventory at all.
So that's why it's in such rough shape.
Well, probably. I mean, I don't know if that's why, but it's not a DelDOT right-of-way anymore if they've abandoned it.
Because
there's a process you got to go through that, and it's a fairly difficult one to get a road abandonment. There's several steps you have to go through in court and everything else.
Yeah, it takes litigation through the court system.
Okay, because I know when I was traveling in that area on Wednesday, and no, I wasn't drinking at American Legion or at AmVets. I was.
Yeah, don't even joke about that. Just because we are on the record, you know.
I was driving around my 37.5-foot motorhome. that was another subject. I'm sorry. But no, I was driving on Legion Road and looking at the area, of course, of this project, because they're talking about a second entrance and other things. And I did pass the school bus. I did pass, you know, other vehicles. So it's a road that's being used, whether it's private or doesn't exist, it's being used. So that was my concern. But like you said, it's already been abandoned, that's a non-issue. So I have my comments on the record about being concerned about that. But
just one question I would have, because we're actually dealing with this on a couple of different sites, is Mr. Lank or Mr. Abbott, is there any clarification whether it's going to be gated or not?
I'm not sure, but there is a representative here that may be able to answer that.
It'd be nice to have that.
Where the closure, the state right-of-way ends, it looks like two median dividers, but I can't tell if they're gatehouses or not.
Yes. Just because
somebody is here, so.
We got one where they've done that on a through road and they've closed it, so. That wasn't discussed at the hearing. I'd like to have that on the record.
Well, that's what happens. I mean, then the people they buy, the development fills out and they don't want that traffic. Yeah. And so that's the other side of that coin, you know, and they don't want that through traffic.
We're in litigation on that very issue on another subdivision. And it was because at the time it was, without getting into too much, the time it was applied for, it was never discussed. And the way it was developed, and ultimately it was gated, and now there's a question of what was actually approved at the time it was done. So I don't care one way or the other, but I would just like to know now so we don't have that same issue 10 or 15 years from now whether it's supposed to be gated or not.
What is the rule there? I mean, it's an HOA maintained roadway. I mean, is there anything to prevent the HOA from, it's a roadway, right? I mean, what prevents
but
them from
depends
gating?
Depends on what it says on the site plan, whether it's going to be open to public use or private roads and whether it's going to be gated. Like I said, I don't care, but
he wants it
just known.
You want to clarify. So, like, emergency vehicles and first responders know how to get to the site if they're going to encounter a gate or a Jersey barrier. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I appreciate Mr. Abbott's notes and Mr. Johnson's homework on this. I wasn't on the commission when this went to public hearing, so for me it might be nice to hear from a representative if there's one here, because I'm kind of in the dark on this.
And I don't know that it would make such an issue that I'd be that concerned, except for the
I think we have one. If you'd like to hear from him, I think we have one. Mr. Key, you want to come up and tell us what's up?
Sir, for the record, I'm Frank Key with Solutions, Integrated Planning, Engineering, and Management right here in Georgetown, and I do represent the current owner of the project. The answer to your question is there's no intention to gate the community. In fact, leaving the road abandoned, we had a discussion with DelDOT, and the discussion was that we would T-intersect the road on the sort of the western end so that traffic could continue to loop through the project. And that particular loop road has a 60-foot right-of-way and a 32-foot wide pavement. We're not sure why the former developer did that, but he did. So it's sufficiently wide, it's going to be wider than Legion Road, in fact. So there's no intention to gate it, and that's the plan.
Thanks. Just so we know that.
Will that be curbed, curb and gutter along?
Yes. Yeah, it's rollover curb.
Anything else for Mr. King?
I'm good for that part. I do have issues with another point.
Don't
so
go away.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that certainly addresses my concern that where it's not going to be gated and where the road that's being replaced is actually going to be better and wider than what exists today. The other condition, condition number three, I don't have a problem with 100 or 150, but that sounds awful ambitious to do that. But, I mean, is I know a lot of times we put on a limitation as to how many units can be built per year just to control the development or the impact on the community. So I don't know if anyone else has a concern about the 150 versus 100 or not. I don't really have a problem with that. I just think good luck.
Well, it's certainly an optimistic request.
We had the hearing on this application July 11th of 2002, and it's not been built yet.
Optimism prevails, right?
I was here for that.
You were here for that.
Joanne was here for that.
I was here for that.
I even think.
Mr. Lang was here when Christopher Long was landed.
Yeah.
Now, concerning number four, with reducing the front yard setbacks to 15 feet, again, as I was traveling about the countryside yesterday with nothing to do during tax season, I was driving through Long Neck Shores, which is similar size lots, and there I understand that the front yard setback is 20 feet. And what I liked about that, the 20 feet versus the 15, is that that permitted actually four cars to be parked in the driveway. And I saw several homes that where there were actually four vehicles that were parked in the driveway. I know that we talk about, you know, the garages are available for parking spaces and all that, but realistically, you know, where do you put your stuff in the garage? So I'm concerned about in the communities where we have especially small lots, as are being proposed here, that there's not provision for more parking. We're talking about a road guttering, so hopefully I'll keep people off other people's lots, but. Mr. Key.
Yes, sir. These lots actually are about 75 feet wide. They're just a little bit shallow. The reason for the request to reduce the front yard was to make the lot sufficiently deep because the former developer, for whatever reason, only made them 97 feet deep. A typical lot in the market today is 125 feet deep. So the idea is to provide depth enough to put the houses that the builders want to build and the customers want to buy. That's the reason for it. As far as the parking is concerned, the way the site is designed, and keep in mind this has final site plan approval and the plats are recorded, the sidewalks as designed, and we have no intention of changing it, are actually not against the back of the right-of-way or the lot side of the right-of-way like you would usually see. They're actually 4 feet toward the road from the right-of-way. So by placing the front of the house, presuming that the that the garage is the furthest thing forward, you would still have 19 feet to park in. And that's, and you would, so you would have four cars, two in the driveway, two in the garage, presuming that they all have two-car driveways and not one. So there's sufficient room to park without hanging over the sidewalk and impeding the walkway.
I'm not following you that they wouldn't be impeding the walk, the sidewalks.
Yeah, if the right-of-way is here, the lot line is here.
Yeah.
And the curb line is here.
Okay.
The sidewalk falls in between. Most of the time, you see the sidewalk pushed up against the right-of-way furthest away from the street. In these approved plans, the sidewalk is centered. It's 4 feet away from the property line. So there's 4 feet, then 15 feet. So there's 19 feet within which to park.
Okay.
Between the back of the walk and the front of the garage. And that's presuming that the garage is the furthest thing toward the street. Sometimes the garages are not, and in that case, there would be more room to park.
Is that 4 foot per county code?
No. No,
these... Does county code require that now for space in between sidewalk and curb?
You're talking about today's road standards?
Yeah.
This was approved way before the road standards. And it's 3 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
But it's 3 feet from the back of the curb to the walk. But in this case, there's... On the 60-foot right-of-way, there's actually 4 feet between the curb and the sidewalk and four more feet between the back of the walk and the lot line. And that's the case whether it's on the 50-foot right-of-way, it's a little less. It's like 3 feet and 3 feet. But in either case, with a 15-foot front yard, you still get a 19-foot driveway no matter what.
So visually, it's a 19-foot setback if you're visualizing the edge of the sidewalk for it being the de facto front of the property.
Correct. Yeah, because you don't see the right-of-way line or the front lot line.
And what was the original setback?
The original setback was 20 feet.
20 on 50-foot right-of-ways and 30 on 60-foot right-of-ways.
Right. And we propose that they be consistent so that building permit issues don't come up with having different, you know, front yards all over, you know, throughout the community.
So that way, perhaps there may be a bigger backyard, or what I'm hearing is perhaps a bigger footprint of a house.
That's correct. Most of the homes that are in the market today, by the time they put options on screen porches and so forth, get to be almost 70 to even 75 feet deep. Even the 50-foot wide houses can sometimes get to be 70 feet deep. So the problem with these lots, and I really don't have any idea why the original developer did 92-foot lots, but he actually had a diagram here and very specifically made them that way. And in today's market, you just can't get the houses on them. Oddly, they're not 60 feet wide. They're 75-ish feet wide.
Well, gentlemen, certainly the explanation of the additional footage with the sidewalks and the spacing certainly alleviates some of my concern, but perhaps with other projects that we won't have that same 19 feet or so setback, but I think that's an issue that we have to keep in mind when we're looking at doing the any requested changes in setbacks. Just saying. Any other concerns, gentlemen?
I was talking to Mr. Abbott, just to keep in mind and reiterate something. This is an RPC that gives the commission the ability to allow some flexibility for what the code talks about as being design ingenuity. And you know, we're talking about 15 feet here. Like in Bayside, Mr. Abbott just said it's 5 feet
five
in some places, you know, for the community design element that they were trying to accomplish. So, you know, it's not something that, for sure, on a RPC that's set in stone, there is that inherent flexibility in the code. So, you know, I don't want the commission to feel like they're bending the rules or, you know, making an exception here, because that's exactly what the RPC enables you to do.
Right.
So.
I feel like I'm bending the rules. I just feel feel like, as I stated a few minutes ago, I wasn't here for the original public hearing. I'm trying to get brought up to speed on these conditions and the subdivision or the MRRPC.
It's been a while since we've seen RPC, so we haven't talked about them too much.
And as far as number one, the additional entrance, that's subject to DLDOT's approval anyhow.
Correct.
So even though we might be agreeable to it, you still have to go through the process of getting DLDOT's blessing.
That's correct.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the Peninsula Lakes MRRPC revised master plan off of Road 299, my motion is for approval with the noted requested changes 1 through 4, with the clarification on number 2 that there will not be it would not be a gated community, which would preclude public use of those of that road.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve the Peninsula Lakes MRRCP revised master plan on Road 299 Bay Farm Road. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.